G'day and welcome to the fifth episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. In this week's episode, we have special guest Danos Dyes-Durpin. We talk about Iron Banner, Trials, the Bungie integration of Twitch, and a whole heap of other fun shit. So hang around. Peace. Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. I am Log Power Slave, and I am here with my good friends, Real-Time Sloth, Deranged Sloth, whatever you want to call him, and special guest this week, if you would dare to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Danos Dyes-Durpin. So,
all right, so things are a little bit different this week. Matt's not here. Mylan, for those of you who aren't in the know, he's had some family stuff go on. And first things first, we're thinking of you, buddy. And we want to get you back next week. Or as soon as you're good, you know, all that sort of shit. But on a lighter note, I'm coming to you live from the beautiful city of Coffs Harbour this week to celebrate the fact that one of our beloved clan brothers, Toxic, has just given birth. Well, he didn't give birth. His missus gave birth. But to their first son. So congratulations, you motherfucker. Hope Joe and the little fella are going all right. And I think he's finally got him home from the hospital. So fucking happy days. And forget about sleep for forever.
Top stuff, top stuff.
All right, so let's get straight into our show. It's been a big week in Destiny, isn't it? Sort of coming out of the back end of the Rage of Osiris, the no shotguns and all that sort of stuff. How has your week been, guys? What have you achieved in Destiny this week?
Almost 400 on all three characters. That's about as much as I've got because I've been really slack this week, to be perfectly honest with you. The challenge mode came out, still haven't attempted that.
Yeah, so I haven't either.
Maybe
that's something for tonight.
Yeah.
Danos, how about you, man? What have you been up to this week?
I've been pretty busy with work, but I've just been playing Iron Banner the last two nights, and that's been a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what you have been busy doing, growing a fucking mustache.
It's look at it. It's getting there.
Here we go. Three Mobros. Look at it. Oh, that is just top. Something else.
Fucking top.
Here I am just looking like some kind of really half-assed Mexican dude.
Olé!
Donald Trump's gonna build a fucking wall around me. I've only had one good go at the banner, but the drops, I'm pretty happy with all that sort of shit. But we'll get into that a little bit later. We've got a whole segment talking about Iron Banner. First things first. I've said that so many times, haven't I already? First things first.
Yeah,
it's the buzzword for today. Danos, please tell us about who you are and what the fuck you do.
So I'm just like a Destiny fan like everyone else. I sort of went through a bit of a tough time just before getting Destiny. And came across a couple of colleagues. They started playing, so I ended up getting on board. A couple months later, I decided to go out and start to get to know the community. Originally, I was out to get, you know, sort of a thing of like, let's go help other people that do content and, you know, content creators. And so basically just sprawled from there. So I got to know a lot of people, and now I just go on Twitter, talk about Destiny, hang out with people, create fire teams. You know, that's basically all I do.
So basically helping people get people together.
Yeah, like I originally didn't have too many friends after going through said tough time, and this is a good way to make mates. So.
Isn't it ever? Hey. I mean, like that's the one thing that we've got out of it. And I mean, I probably went the opposite way in that I started a clan. I started TA and really pushed that. And I mean, I'm looking at like, I mean, I didn't know Sloth before Destiny. I didn't know Matt or anyone. Like, I mean, I knew Keg. I've known him since I was a child. But really, there's so many avenues to meet awesome fucking new like-minded people that I think it's understated in terms of the impact it can have on your fucking life. But anyway, so that's awesome. So you're a moderator in Twitch, which is probably the most underappreciated job in the history of the fucking universe, in my opinion. How does that work out?
It's honestly like a full-time thing. Like you think you might be able to go and like play some Destiny and mod, but no, you gotta like really just dedicate it to it. So yeah, I moderate mainly for Guardian Outpost. So he's a newer partner streamer. He does Destiny primarily. I was fortunate to actually be at his first stream, and I'd been supporting him ever since. And he made me a mod about sort of three streams in. So I've been helping him out ever since. Yeah. That's one of the probably greatest honors I've had. It's been really good.
There from the sure. from the day sure. dot, that's fucking unreal, man. But it's, I mean, it's an incredibly rewarding thing to sort of look at people that, and I mean, probably the last 6 months for me anyway, watching Sniperton sort of grow, and like, I'm not even sure when I followed him. I have to have a look, but it's been ages. Then every day, about the same time, get the alert on the phone, he's going live. Like, the work that these people put into getting where they are,
oh, yeah.
you cannot for 1 second be like, oh, well, you know, they got helped by someone, because fuck me, you've got to be putting the work in to get anywhere near it. But that's enough blowing sunshine up people's ass for now, I think. Good on you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think as a moderator, and I mean, I do a little bit of it with just helping Sloth out and stuff. It is the most thankless job of all time. And you hit the nail on the head when you start talking about how much time you've got to put into these things. Like, talking to Matt.
I have a child. Hold on 1 sec. Keep going.
Uh-oh. The kids. But one of the biggest things that I find is that the content creators and anyone who's sort of involved in the community side of Destiny more than anything else is it really cuts into the time that you've got to be playing the game. Like, I mean, I know that myself. If I want to try and do a machinima video or something, I'm going to basically go, oh, well, I'm going to play Destiny once this fucking week. So
yep.
in terms of being dedicated to it, it's you know, it's admirable that, you know, you give up your effectively gaming time to be helping someone else out. It's ripping.
There's just so many amazing people out there, and they're just like, you know, it's so entertaining watching them. Like, I could play Destiny on my own, right? But it's just so good hanging out with them and, you know, helping them out. So that's why I sort of come back and do it. There's so many great Twitch streamers out there. So, you know, you just basically be their friend, and then most of the time, yeah, they're happy to give something back.
Yeah. Unreal. All right, well, let's get into the first actual fucking Destiny topic that we've got on the agenda for today. Not that that stuff isn't important. It is. It's probably more important than what the fuck happens in Iron Banner. But what do you think of Iron Banner now? Now that the whole, the packages and all of that, the big shake-up that's gone on there. Thoughts? Opinions? Sloth, you're never shy of an opinion.
me? Opinionated? Never. Iron Banner's all right. It's just... it's very, like, people are very stuck to the meta. So, shotguns, because Matadors are dropping, like, just ridiculous amounts. So, Matadors and Clever Dragons, and it's just, like, because it's that low-impact, high rate of fire pulse, and that is the meta at this current point in time.
Yep.
So, they'll, no matter what you do, you will always be struck down by one of those two things. And also Universal Remote, because scumbag people are scumbags.
Is that still going around? I thought they fucking nerfed that into the ground. I haven't seen
it. No, it's the best primary.
Oh, hang on. We're going to have to get rid of this prick, eh?
Yeah, sorry.
Danos, get the fuck out.
No, the gunplay and all that sort of thing is pretty average. But, however, the change that they did with the drops and so forth. Oh, yes. All of the fun, all of the good stuff, because it's like, it just drops all the time.
There is like a rain of purples.
Rank 3 and the rank 5 packages. So it's just 4 bounties, in case you didn't know. And those 4 bounties you could do in a match. Like, they're very, 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 very easy stuff to do. But even outside of that, the drop rates are just ridiculous. So, I mean, that's my thoughts on it.
I think Deej hit the nail on the head when he described it as purple rain, because it's fucking... you play 3 games yes. and you don't get a legendary at the end of one of them, you are doing something wrong. Like, this, it is bountiful, if that is the word. But, I mean, for mine, I was lucky enough to... I was using the Clever Dragon anyway. I got one drop in a package last banner, so I was abusing the shit out of it. And then I got one to drop that was a bit better than the one that I had, and I was all excited about it. And then... sort of about 10 minutes after that, I realized that sort of everyone was just getting these unreal fucking head seeker drops, and I didn't feel like the special snowflake anymore.
Special.
Yeah, it was great. I was playing with Sloth at the time, and he reminded me in no uncertain terms of how special I am not. So there is that.
Yeah, that was a thing.
But I don't know. I mean, in a way, I'm, you know, it's good that everyone's at least getting access to it. I hate the fact that, you know, there's that filthy role on the Matador that 10% of people seem to have and everyone else just can't do anything about. But hey,
yeah,
no sense, bitch. And you had much of a go at it, Danos?
Yeah, so I played about maybe 6 matches total. But yeah, as Sloth said, I basically got the bounties done and everything. But yeah, it's awesome. I'm all for it because I love when everyone has the same gun because you can apply the same counter to everything. So that's my thing. And like, I found more people using Clever Dragons than there were a shotgun, which is awesome. So it's pushing people towards primaries. I think, yeah, the drop rates are in a perfect place right now. If we're complaining about getting too much crap, then I think they're doing the right thing.
Oh, dude, I don't know that anyone would be complaining about getting legendaries. Like, really. My complaint is that I go and do strikes and I get fucking 100 level 365 fucking purple, blue pieces of shit. It's just armor material. Just let me make it fucking armor material. Give me an option. I don't want this shit. Anyway, that's just me.
I think they're definitely on the right path. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
Like sometimes a lot of people I've spoken to, they don't think it's a good change that they got rid of the rank packages and all that sort of thing. And I'm a bit up in the air about it, but 60-40, it's a good thing.
Oh, dude, when you think about it, you get everything you would have got in the ranked packages out of the bounties anyway.
Mm.
And you can do them in fucking a night rather than grinding out for a fucking week. You can do it on all of your characters rather than just one. You know, if you time pull, like, I mean, we are, it's fucked.
Yeah.
But
you are. Know.
Yeah, I am. It's time poor and just poor, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know,
surplus.
A pretty poor example of a human too. So there's that.
I appreciate they took the focus off the days. Like, I did get to that point that they were talking about in the Bungie weekly update, where it was basically that, oh, I might as well wait till Monday to trade these in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think by allowing it where it's just, you know, you just come in, you play your games, and there's no, like, best time to do it or most efficient time to do it is a big win.
Yeah, you can come in, get it done earlier in the week. Like, I mean, I'll probably play Trials tonight and have a good go at that. So having done Iron Banner on my main, like, I don't have to worry about, you know, it used to be there all week, the grind. Oh, I should be doing this, you know. I don't want to be fucking weighed down by the expectation of a fucking game. I want to do what I want to do. But I guess that brings us to Trials this week. And last week we had the Butthurt Shotgun, no radar, no revive fest.
Oh, listen, pull your bloody head out of your behind.
Are we going to do this live, are we?
Oh, no radar. I just... stop it.
There's two things Sloth and I really fucking disagree about. Two of them, right? The first one. What colour is the fucking candlelight shader? Is it pink or is it purple? Because it's fucking pink.
It's pink, isn't it, Dan?
No, it's fucking purple.
I can't. I'm colourblind. I can't answer this question.
You're the perfect arbiter for our argument, then. You
it's
can come back.
They're going to have to decide.
Chat, let us know. But the other thing is, whether or not Trials the last 2 weeks has been fun, because I've fucking loved it. I love the fact you can get away with a flank. I love the fact you can be a bit cheeky about things and all of that sort of stuff. But I guess it's just a case in point example of whether or not it's not for everyone. It's one of those things. It either suits your playstyle or it breaks it. And yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of relieved folks who don't have to do that this week. But I don't know if they've made it fucking worse.
I think, like, it was a welcome change up. Like, that that was like Halloween to a T. Like, the fact the spiders came down and all that, that was like, it was different, it was new. Like, I knew people were going to get upset, but I kind of appreciated it was different. You know, you go back this week and here's your normal trials again, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was never going away.
Is it normal trials on first light, though?
Sparrow trials.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know if you caught last week's episode, but a non-pig had this fucking harebrained theory at the back end of the cast that basically SRL was going to include some kind of Trials of Osiris, but with sparrows. And not even a week later.
Boom.
Boom. The dude, the Kel of Pigs, he knows his shit. He's got his finger in some pie, I'm sure of it. There's someone feeding him this shit.
Probably Bungie's fire. Yeah,
yeah, right. Ooh. I'm not touching that.
Oh, oh, lewd,
lewd. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had a go at it yet, so I can't really sit here and decry it. But I can feel that I'm just going to get fucking picked off or mited or whatever. And I'm going to get, it's going to be role reversal from last week. I'm going to be the one going to sloth, this is fucked.
Oh, this is shit. Ah.
Yeah, well, you're fucking.
You know, like it's going to be one or two things for trials this week. Like they'll go to that center building and they'll sit in there because I'm pretty sure the point is in there for overtime.
The point's B.
They'll sit in there with matadors and miters. Or they'll sit like on the very edges of the map with 1,000-yard crutches and they'll be like, bang, gotcha, you're dead. It's fine. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, so. Like, my experience so far is the later. The yeah, chilling on the right hand side, sitting there near those caves and just snipe city. So oh, it's
fucking yeah, hell.
Which is what I'm all about because I've spent all week sniping. So I enjoyed it personally.
I'm gonna have to dutch off the crutch. dusting off the crutch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might use, is the raid sniper any good? Can I use that? I like that one.
Probably I haven't given it a crack. But yeah, I'm sure it'd be all right.
I don't think it's got the amount of aim assist that you require, Lob.
In fairness, I would be offended, but man, I can. That's why I use shotguns because I can shove them up people's backsides and then pull the trigger and not miss. I don't know. I mean, it'll probably be a welcome change, and I guess it's a deliberate thing to placate at least part of the community that was pretty fucking upset with the way things were for the last couple of weeks, and that's fine. You know.
But the best part is it's done in a Bungie way where you get you got your radar back, but it's useless because the map's so big.
Yeah, I thought that too. The map's so big. Oh, you can have your radar back, but you can't see anyone on it because they're half a kilometer away. Oh, dude. If I didn't know better, I think they were just fucking with us. Which they are, really. I mean, that jump scare, the spider. Oh, I mean, that was the one part of it I could have fucking done without. I think that was the bane of every streamer in that, like, at least everyone at some point made a really fucking undignified noise while streaming trials over the last 2 weekends.
I watched Luminosity.
Yeah.
That was great. He's just gone, what the? I saw a spider. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's a spider on the screen. Just no one believed
him. Yes. When you're the first dude to get spidered in trials.
He's the guy that everyone watches every week to go the first one flawless. Like, he's in the top 10 almost every time. And just spider just comes in. Everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Yeah, so crazy.
I'm pretty happy with that.
It's gold.
I like the whole cat amongst fucking pigeons thing.
I have seen some amazing Sparrows trials already. Like, if you go look at like what the True Vanguard's put up lately and stuff, there's so many good moments where they're just chasing each other with Sparrows and like they're getting like the trip mine on the Sparrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the, what's the vehicle called? The big gun vehicle. Does it still spawn?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't check that.
What if they fucked off heavy round and had interceptor round and everyone had to run and jump in the interceptor?
Oh, well, no. Please, God.
Why? Come on.
Game designer in the making right here.
I don't know about that. I'm more the guy that Alfred was talking about in Batman. Some men just want to watch the world burn. That's me. I just like people being uncomfortable and I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to actually getting in and giving it a go. So there's that.
Yeah, give it a go. Form your own opinion. See how you.
I really think it's going to be the opposite to the last few weeks. Sloth, carry me, please.
I mean, you should probably ask. You should probably ask one of our better friends, Tower, Scarlet, anyone. Ask. Striker's good. Striker's better than me.
Striker.
He doesn't even play Destiny anymore.
He's better than you, and he's not laced up a boot in months. That's why.
Trials will be trials, and there was always going to be salt, and there's always going to be bullshit, but, I mean, that's been trials since vanilla, so. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I mean, trials has been something that I've taken with a grain of salt since the very first time I played it and got fucking stomped. And I was like, I thought I was all right at this game, but I'm really bad. And I'm trying to get better, like slowly putting the time into just learning to be to play better, make better decisions. But yeah, I kind of still suck. But that's just me. Too busy making podcasts and shit. That's fine. Fine. Other big news from this week. This week at Bungie, the whole them integrating the Twitch API into Bungie.net so that streamers can effectively host their stream on their own Bungie account page, and you can, it's all going to be integrated. I'm not sure when next few weeks. I think it's going to be pushed live. So yeah. I think that's huge, and I think it's a huge show of support from Bungie to Twitch, for want of a better. Like, I mean, I know Twitch don't really need the fucking support, but that alignment, I don't know, is that, I mean, I'm pretty sheltered in my exposure to other games on Twitch. I don't really watch anything else, you know. I mean, yeah. I watched a bit of Forza when it came out, that's about it. But is that something that other developers have done in the past, or is that a surprising new push, or do you guys know?
I don't know much about other developers, but it's definitely something that... It sort of took me by surprise when one of our friends told me about it. I was like, okay, how is that going to work? Like, you earn, like, 77 hours, like you said, 77 hours of streaming will earn you an emblem. All right, cool. What is the other point of it?
Oh, I just think that it's basically another way of, I mean, they'll just have the same directory, I assume, but it'll be hosted on Bungie.net. Yeah. It'll be that people can log into Bungie.net, and basically there's a whole section that's just the Bungie Twitch the Destiny Twitch directory. So I definitely think it's going to be a positive thing to have more integration between the two, especially when you come into, like, you know, you jump into someone's stream and they're going absolutely fucking ham with a particular gun, and you're like, what's this dude's fucking gun? Like, I want to, this is bullshit. What is this? Who is this man? You know, like, and you can... I guess it'll probably lead to a whole lot of, like, your KD's only 1.11 and mine's 1.12. Get good, scrub. You know, there'll be that. But I think as a show of support for the platform from Bungie to Twitch, it's pretty fucking solid.
Mm. Right, yeah, well. I think it's an avenue for some people, right? Like, the Twitch directory for Destiny is quite big. You know, it's one of the most... it's got a massive ratio of partner streamers to non-partner streamers, like, compared to other games. Like, there's a lot more Destiny partner streamers than most other games. So I think this gives you an opportunity, you know, like, people might go to BungieNet and then go from there into Twitch and be able to interact with the streamer that way instead of going through the directory. It might be another opportunity for you to kind of raise your, you know, get some more awareness through different avenues. I'm also curious whether they'll take it a step further. Like, at the moment, you've got this Destiny command in some Twitch channels where you can look up your KD and stats like that. Like, Bungie might do something that's a bit more official where it works the other way. So from Twitch, you can go back to Bungie.net and get your stats and stuff and other information. You might be able to, you know, like, if they go down that path, who knows what they'll do. Like, they've got all this data that they could... that and Twitch. So
they're a company that loves the numbers too. They're not gonna they don't keep anything in the back burner, you know. They'll be like, if they do it, it'll be so in depth that everyone will be like, oh, what the fuck, I don't need all this information. Like, I just want to pull up what this guy's role is. Guess what, here's a spreadsheet, eat shit. Sift through it. But yeah, I mean, you do raise a valid point in that, and I mean, we've all streamed and had a go, and it's, when you're down in the bottom end of that directory, it is incredibly, incredibly difficult to even get any kind of, you know, meet new people and that sort of shit. You've really got to be working together, which is a good thing. But if it's another avenue for people who are, like, who have some standing already in the Bungie community, but are having trouble transferring that over to Twitch or whatever,
yeah.
I think it's a great thing. I mean, the two being separate, you kind of got to be invested in Twitch to really understand who's who in the zoo and all that sort of shit, where I think it could be good. I think it could be a healthy way of bringing people who are new to Twitch too. You know, they click on someone, or here's this guy, this guy that I know is fucking streaming, I'll jump in there, you know, whatever. But does it then open up to people fucking checking whether people are streaming when they're playing them in trials and going and watching their feed to go fucking get the drop on them and
that
stuff.
That already happens.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but you're kind of going to be recognizable for it to happen. Like, I mean, I doubt it's ever happened to me. And I mean, if you need that much help to beat me at trials, you're fucking doing something wrong anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm actually excited about it. I'll be looking forward to seeing what kind of integration it really does, what it really affords us the ability to do. And I guess, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because there are other streaming services out there like Beam and things like that. I've had a dabble in Beam and I don't mind it as a platform, but it'll be that little bit harder to try and get any traction over there with Bungie throwing their support at Twitch, which isn't surprising. I mean it's the big fish.
Look at it this way, mate. Sorry.
You're right.
Look at it this way, mate. Like, what, Destiny came out in, what, 2014?
Yes.
And even through the great content droughts of 2015, 2016, it has still been in the top 10 games on Twitch for 2 years, going on 3 years.
Yep.
So I think that's where they're pulling it from. And I'm sorry if you brought this up before. Like, I am paying attention. It's just sometimes I don't have enough coffee in my brain. but...
It's like me with something else.
It will be very difficult for other streaming services, like you said, like Beam and all that sort of thing, to get any sort of traction on it. Just for the sheer fact that, like, this entire API will be plugged in to Twitch.
Yeah, it'll be a matter of convenience.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe down the line we'll see something where, and I mean, it's doubtful, but, you know, you put your stream key into Bungie.net and then irrespective of where you are, it'll be its own thing. But, you know, I'm not going to... Hey, I'm no fucking Elon Musk, man. I just have ideas and then abandon them. I never put any work into anything I do. So there's that.
I'll pay.
All right. Well, we're moving on into our next little segment that we do every week where I go and wholesale steal people's good ideas from Reddit. Here's one that I've remembered people's names this week. 50 Metal 6, right? His suggestion, Trials Bounties. They give legendary marks. What if they gave passage coins instead? Now, personally, because I suck at trials, I don't have this problem. But if you're good at trials, getting passage coins is fucking hard because you don't get them when you win. You get them when you lose. So why is there no other way to be winning and getting them? Why to make it, you know, listening to other people who are actually good at trials in other podcasts, they'll go in and just burn a card and lose to get the passage coins to then go and invest in the fucking, in getting all their boons on to play a proper card. Like, that's crazy. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think it's a wise move?
I mean, that's not a bad idea by any way, shape or form, but I didn't realize that the bigger sort of trials help carries just trial streamers in general. I didn't realize they did that. Like going in and just burning a card for losses.
Yep.
For coins. That's, wow. Okay, then there you go. I don't know. Like, 6-1, half a dozen to another with this, because some people are very legendary marks poor, and they don't do enough content to just earn them. So they don't do the Nightfall or the weekly strikes or the... they don't do the raid and get buku amount of gear and have, like, just dismantle it for marks. On the other side of the coin, though, like, if you are passage coins poor, I don't know. It's a good idea in theory, but because legendary marks are such a massive part of the game. Like, to upgrade anything, or not upgrade, to infuse anything, you need legendary marks. You just use passage coins for trials. That's it. Mm. You use legendary marks in everything. So I don't think it's a good idea, to be perfectly honest with you.
I'm going to go. Sorry, you're right.
You go.
No, you go.
Okay. I've seen friends that go through the same struggles. They just burn the cards. They basically go flawless and then just lose like 3 cards just to get more coins to help out other people. It's something that they haven't complain to me about, at least. Like, it's just something now they're just used to. Like, it's just like, whatever.
It's a good
like,
problem.
I just don't
to
have any coins. Yeah, so that's the way they look at it. It's like, at least I'm good enough to have this problem. But I mean, if they were to do something like this, they could start it by putting on maybe the gold package. You know how that's like sort of the daily, effectively, for the life of the trials. They could take away a blue engram and give you that instead, like more coins, as to at least like phase it in slowly. But yeah, I think replacing the legendary marks completely with passage coins is, I'd probably go against that as well.
I'm going to be the little girl on the fucking old El Paso ad and just be like, why can't we have both?
if they
wanted
lettuce.
Oh, that eye roll. If you're listening to this and you're not watching it on YouTube after the fact, go and, what, we're 35 minutes in, go and look at Sloth's aggressive eye roll. At me being a fucking retard. Because that's basically life. That's normal life for Logan Sloth. It's just eye rolling. The other one too, and this is a classic Destiny community post, was just cheers to our veterans. It's Remembrance Day here in Australia, Veterans Day, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty much global. And it was basically Brendan S. Prime, his name was, obviously a Transformers fan and a good bloke. But, you know, I think that's something that's, you know, I mean, I've met people through the course of playing Destiny who are currently serving or have served, and it's important that we really take the time to appreciate that. Sloth, you got anything you'd like to add?
I mean, it was a pretty rough day yesterday for me at least, and it's anyone who serves, have past, present, or future, it's good on them.
Just a sec.
I can't speak for myself, but for anyone else who does it, good on you. Like, really, really good on you. But I can't really say much more than that, to be honest.
Yeah, like, it's something that they could mention, and just, I think it's sort of something that could be a blog post, and sort of informative, but, you know, I can't... Turning it into an event or something would just be, you know...
Yeah, I think that'd be a bit over the top.
But it's something like, yeah, if they just... It's something that, you know, we kind of, like, regularly thank the veterans, you know? Like, there's people serving right now, like, you know, so we want to remember, like, those who have served in the past and, you know, those that are continuing to serve now. And sort of they have that whole day. Obviously, the 11th itself is to focus on the past and remember all that. But yeah, like, nice, you know, to do a blog post. Maybe some of the staff could share stories if they have a serviceman or woman that they want to remember. You know, like, something like that could be a nice touch.
It's the kind of thing.
Or even if they want to reach out to the community and ask, hey, do you have anyone who's served or anything, or I don't know, maybe they could change the Bungie store for one day to give back to stackup.org or something like that. They could go something like that if they want to.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, sell a Remembrance emblem. I think that you know, I'd buy
something
it,
like that. Yeah, you know.
Yep. But we're talking about microtransactions again, and that'll be the fucking third week in a row. Let's leave it the fuck alone. At least it's charitable. Get Tower on here, and he can just carve it up because he's We've got a mate that we actually call microtransactions in our little chat because he's that adamant that he hates that. But anyway. So that's about it for, like, current events. But I guess it's time to maybe talk about anything else that we want to cover and throw some questions open to the chat. You know, if you've got anything that you want us to talk about, want to get our take on, or want to bring up, have your own opinion on, and have us read it out and maybe disagree or whatever, go for it. But, boys, anything that you want to cover?
No, Danis.
I'm going to ask, I need to know,
yep,
what is your favorite exotic and what is your favorite legendary?
Oh, weapon or armor?
I will start with weapon to make it a bit easier.
Oh, I'm not actually, if you look at my setup now, I'm not actually using an exotic weapon. But I can tell you that if I go into trials, I'll be getting the fucking mitre out. So there's that. I don't really It would have been like before Rise of Iron. I would have said Monte Carlo because I was just abusing the shit out of it. It was really strong in that sort of setup, in that meta, if that is the word. Taking your question a different way, what is my favorite in terms of just which do I think looks the fucking coolest? Thunderlord. I fucking love that gun. I love everything about that gun. It is the name of it, everything. Like, I was so excited when I first got it. And it is a heavy fucking machine gun, like exotic, that's pretty much useless. Like, it's so specific. You need to be in the right place to really get any value out of it. But I've still got one. I've got a 385 fucking sitting in my character right now. But, yeah. All right, we'll go around the circle. Sloth, weapons, and then we'll come back for armor.
Oh, favorite weapon. Looks-wise and usage-wise, at this current point in time, like, it changes, like, the meta as per Destiny rules. Probably the Sleeper. I think it's... Okay. Like, the questline was horrible, and everyone was upset about it and all that sort of thing. However, it looks really, really pretty. And it's sort of like a... Lore-wise, it's a bit of a throwback to the Golden Age, which is always good. So, definitely that. Legendary-wise, probably my Hawk Sword.
Your Pork Sword.
Yep.
My Pork Sword, yeah. I'll get it out. Get me Pork Sword out.
It's not legendary, man. Hawk Sword. Move on. I didn't even answer it legendary. I can't. It's too fucking hard. Clever Dragon. Yeah. My current Clever Dragon that isn't special in any way. What about you, man? You're going to dish out the questions? What have you got?
For me, it has to be, like, Icebreaker overall.
Yep.
But obviously, that's just become a pile of turd now, so that's easily made it into Mitre as top tier. But, yeah, for Legendary, it has to be the Palindrome, for sure.
It's like a... Fucking I used that in trials.
At least
week.
I'm using a primary. At least.
Okay. All right. I'll pay it.
I was waiting for him to just say uni remote and then just this boop, me disconnecting from the chat. Just bye. Never to return.
No.
I think, the Palindrome, it's a good gun, man, but it's sort of the Eyes Luna of the current meta, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I don't like hand cannons, but I use them when I have to.
Armor-wise, decent roll in those things. They're brutal. They are so brutal.
Armor-wise, I'd go with. I'm a huge fan of the June Marches at the moment. I'm all over it.
Yep,
I can't get enough. But before that, it was always Armamentarium because I am a scrubby Titan who throws lots of lightning grenades, and I make no apologies for that.
Yep.
Sloth, exotic armor. What do you got?
Armamentarium, no if buts or maybes about it. Titan Masterclass and Lightning Grenades for the win. Definitely that. I haven't taken it off since about maybe a month into year two. I have not taken it off my Titan.
That must stink. So.
Yes.
Overuse. What about you, Danos? What do you got?
Mine would be the Sealed Amkara Grasps. I just throw nades and knives.
There is a theme. There is a theme here.
Yeah, we just nades. Yeah.
Maybe we're all inspired by Crocodile Dundee. I just throw knives and grenades.
It's got to be the ram.
Yeah, anyway.
And then I like, did you see Anon's question? That was pretty good.
I did.
What and made like, us pick up Destiny? Yeah, let's roll back to that.
Let's do that question. But I would like to point out that he has managed to get that out among fuck knows how much tequila, because if you read his comments...
Yes. It's amazing.
I'll put the chat on now so that you can see. But if you want to watch the YouTube, I've just flicked it over so that the chat's there. What made me pick up Destiny? I'm a huge Halo fan. I have been for forever.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember. That was sort of where I came from. And the second... I was actually... When Destiny was announced, I was playing The Old Republic. So I was getting into the MMO. I never got into World of Warcraft or anything like that, but Star Wars I could do. So I was in the MMO world, and then they're talking about basically having a game that's half Halo, half fucking MMO. Sign me up.
Yeah, it's like, yes.
I just had a daughter at that point. I'm like, here, take her. I'll sell my firstborn. That's fine. Just give me this fucking game. But yeah, it's definitely like, I mean, this. That's the short answer. Sloth?
I think you and I are the same person, mate. Halo. When I moved from an N64 onto an Xbox, it was the first game that I played on Xbox. It was great. So Halo just rekindled my love of FPSs at that point in time. Because I was playing a lot of tabletop games and I was like, oh, this is boring, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, no, it's basically because of Bungie's history, more or less. Like, there's nothing more to it.
Righto.
So for me, I was like, I played Halo 3. So again, unfortunately, I'm the same. But then I actually sold all my consoles, so I had nothing. And then I basically start to hear all these things at work about, like, oh, there's this new game coming out from Bungie. And I was like, oh, cool. And immediately, you know, got my attention. So I basically just kept watching Destiny from afar. And I'm like, I need to get this game. So I got to see, like, the Queen's Wrath and all that. I was keeping on sort of vanilla. And then eventually I just decided to walk down to the store and pick up a PS4, as you do. Just got the game. I know, it might be the wrong console.
We're building a case for never having you on here again. Your console's wrong.
I started playing, I think, 2 weeks before the Dark Blue. So I got, like, the back end of vanilla. So I got to level 30 before everyone else. Which I felt really bad because I'd worked so hard to get to
the end. You know, so, I never got to 30. And I was, I never got the helmet. I never got the fucking helmet. I sat and just, that was it. I was just a helmet short the entire time. And then Dark Below came out. First Volgrun helmet.
Helmet, of course.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. Now I just go back really drunk and do that. That's on YouTube. That's good.
Oh, yeah. That was a night, wasn't it?
Oh. Yeah. Boys became men that evening.
Yeah, boys became drooling messes on the toilet floor.
That was a few weeks later. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think what sold me, though, even before I got to know the community, was just how much fun VOG was. I was like, holy crap, this is like the greatest thing I've played in many, many years. So much like yourself, Log, I just sort of come out of an MMO phase and such, and I was just like, wow, they actually brought like raids into a shooter. Like, how do you do that? And then, just the whole VOG experience was enough to be like, yeah, this game's going to be good. And then just went from there.
So. Meerkat helmet was PS4 exclusive. I'll pay that. It felt like it. Fucking. Here's just a little aside, just randomly on the console thing. And I think I mentioned this to you the other night, Sloth, while we're playing, that Gathalion seems to think on not the most recent episode of the DCP, but the one before. He seems pretty adamant that he reckons that the console exclusives will shift from PlayStation to Xbox once Destiny 2 comes out. Do you reckon, personally, I just hope they fucking do away with it altogether because I hate the division that it causes in the community. But what do you reckon? Do you think it'll happen or do you think it won't?
No, Activision has thrown way too much money at Sony. Oh, sorry.
The other
way around. Sony has thrown way too much money at Activision. There we go. To give up exclusives. Like, they've got all the exclusives for COD Infinite Warfare. They've had the exclusives for Destiny for the whole, the whole time that it's been out. And I think they had all the exclusives for Black Ops 3 as well. I don't believe Sony are going to give up that easily. I don't think Activision and Bungie are going to roll over and just say, here, everyone have it.
Yeah.
Because it's a business deal of millions mm-hmm. upon millions of dollars.
I think the only thing that might change the tide is if there's something that they feel like as developers they can only achieve on one of the platforms, and that's going to give them like some edge. So it'll be like Bungie pushing it and going, we're going to do this, but that's going to cause like some hectic stuff. I think probably not going to get their way, but
yeah,
like, I mean, say if there's a better 4K experience on Scorpio for some strange reason or whatever, like whichever one is better, they're going to come out and be like, well, Destiny 2's got this kick-ass thing on X platform. So they might go that could be the, I think the only thing that would maybe swap it, but yeah, it seems unlikely.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Like, hardware is always going to be, firstly and foremostly, the most important thing that Bungie and Activision will think of. But like you said, with the Scorpio coming out next year, anything is possible.
Mm.
But business deals and contractual obligations may get in the way.
Yep,
fucking contracts. It's the same shit. I hate contracts. I wish contracts didn't exist because that's what's stopping Wolverine being in the fucking Avengers movies and me being able to die fucking complete. Have you seen the fucking trailer for that? Just quietly. I know that it's not even remotely Destiny related, but fuck it. We're nearly an hour in. Indulge me.
for Logan.
Yeah, yeah, dude. The Johnny Cash song.
Yeah, no. Shit. Yeah. Looks all right.
I mean, I'm
If they go very close to the comics, it'll be a good movie.
Yeah, well, that normally is the sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just don't write your own movie, director. Just shut the fuck up. Here's this. It's
Batman versus Superman. Case in point.
Yeah, we don't.
Boom.
The movie that you'll not be named.
Drop.
Have we got anything else we want to discuss, boys? Is there anything? I mean, we've got Danos here. If you want to ask him questions specifically about being Danos and how he grows his fucking outrageous mustache. I mean, that's a... Are you putting Chook shit on your face or like...
twice daily.
Yeah. Twice daily? An hour of Chook shit morning and night? Yep. Yeah.
That's what you just have to do. Otherwise, you can't, you know, get awareness for men's health unless you do.
Yeah. That's the unspoken part of Movember is that also smelling like Chook shit is a great conversation starter.
It is. It's like, I look disgusting, smell disgusting, let's be friends. Like, that's... Dudes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so. You smell bad, I smell bad. Let's smell bad together.
And let's talk about very serious health issues and probably why you think I'm nuts.
What? Adon wants to know, why do you die and why specifically when you're derping?
Because I'm usually just never paying attention. That's why I got the name to begin with. It's like, I say I'm going to focus and then it's like, I'll just be like off in the fairies. Be like watching Twitch or something and say, oh yeah, I'm reading. Yeah, like I just forget what I'm doing after about 5 minutes.
He reminds me of someone. Sloth. He reminds me of someone. Someone whose lovely partner sings show tunes and sort of just goes MIA. I'm not going to throw his name out there, but he's top 10 dudes of all time. Here's a question.
Ooh.
What is the mystery liquid in Sloth's pink bottle?
Water.
I'm
very boring. I'm very tired and a little bit hungover. So it's definitely water.
It's not Finlandia. It's not Grey Goose. It's no vodka.
Vodka doesn't sit well with me anymore. It's either Canadian Club, Jack or beer, and that's it.
Yep.
And Log will tell you that I barely even drink anymore, just for the sheer fact of reasons. Mm-hmm. But
it's all right. Yeah, I drink it up for the both of us.
Yeah. Hair per the dog. Yeah. Anon, please.
Anon, you're going to need that in the morning, man. Hair of the dog, you will be there. I can tell.
Your fingers are like you are just... No, like you're typing with your tongue at the moment.
He's either shit faced or he's put on like 300 kilos in the past week. Your fingers are too fat to dial the number. All right, well, I think we're getting to the end of our tether. If there's any really pressing questions, if you're quick, we'll get them in. But aside from that, it has been a pleasure, gentlemen. It has been a shame we didn't have Matt here. I would have liked to have had our first four-man fucking cast, but. It wasn't to be, that's fine, but I think we've covered everything we needed to cover. We've answered some excellent questions. It's been good. So from here, Danos, people want to find out more about me and you becoming the same person, Sloth. Oh, what have you done to me? My inability to complete sentences is fucking astounding. If people want to get in touch with you, they want to follow what you do, where can they find you at?
So you can find me on Twitter at Danos Dies Derpin. Just drop the G at the end.
Derpin.
Yeah, it's or you can catch me at Twitch at the same thing at Danos Dies Derpin.
All right, well, Sloth.
I stream maybe once a year.
But dude, last stream I jumped in that was yours, I think something's going on and we could hear everyone else but not you or something.
Yeah, that
and look, looking at the chat and you're like, I'm here.
I may have dropped my headset on my keyboard, which then hit the confirmation button to start the stream, and so I had no idea I was streaming, and then got raided by Jay Sniperton, and then wanted to give on the love to someone else. I was not ready to stream.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I wasn't Sniperton ready.
Catching us unawares.
I was not ready.
It's happened to the best of us. So, Sloth, people want to track you down outside of here? I mean, not in a, like, a personal way, but in like an internet way.
You can hit me up on Twitter at a deranged sloth, or you can hit me up on Twitch. I just forgot my Twitch name. Twitch.tv/realtimesloth. I stream twice daily, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time through to 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and then in the night, whatever time I get free of family requirements, obligations. And I'm usually pretty good on Twitter. If you hit me up on Twitter, then yeah, words and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And email as well, but it's all there on my Twits. So hit me up on the Twits and Log and I usually stream and doing silly things and stuff.
We're kind of a bundled deal.
Swear. Are you the same Samsung tablet with the phone?
I'm Log. I mean, if you don't know me already, I'm Log. I'm the guy that talks over everybody. You can find me on Twitter at LogPowerSlave, on YouTube LogPowerSlave, Twitch LogPowerSlave, LogPowerSlave. Pretty much
there is
everywhere.
A pattern.
There's a pattern here. It's LogPowerSlave everywhere. I'm fortunate in that no one else wanted to call himself that anywhere ever. So yeah, pretty good. But all right. Well, let's wrap it up right there and. It's been a pleasure. We'll definitely get Daniels on here again. You'll see more of him. It's
yes,
been great.
Thank you very much, gents.
So, I'll see you next week, same time. And if you're not up to anything tonight, swing past the old power stream and I'll do some trials. You can watch me fail miserably at it.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Where's the thing?